Blog Talk Radio.
Now
here. Now here. One, two, one, two. It's the pre-show before the actual show, guys. March the 23rd. March the 23rd.
What else I want to talk about today?
On and popping.
We'll be on today.
You with the
crew? I'm just going
off the show. We all on. There is no script. That's not the kind of podcast we have. We don't have no script. There's only certain episodes that are scripted, and this is not that one. This is the test of mic. So, therefore, we freeball. Oh, I deleted this shit. You ain't even hear our last episode. That joke was hilarious, boy.
Yeah.
And I deleted it. I should have kept it.
And you shouldn't. Yes, you shouldn't.
It's cool. It's cool. You win some, you lose some.
You want to fight me?
I get you live. Find another thing.
That's why I was like, Murder
Day. Another day.
The niggas don't be victim. I used to play. I treat that like innocence. You know? Like,
yeah, I might have
me too. Sally,
how you treat Sally like
innocence?
That's a little better.
So I get the care day with it.
What's this?
That's what I do with the
Kirby.
Yes, my. That's
Jesus.
That ain't decent.
Yeah, a little taste. You know, I usually really don't need taste.
Good wake up shit.
What? Wow. I don't think it matters what motherfucking drink you have.
What's that crap?
Me?
I'll
be making up drinking water like a mother.
No, yeah, and drink it with it. Then y'all gonna be fucked up in the morning. Okay? Y'all
drinking
that, y'all gonna learn how to do it right.
I'm gonna have to try that out though. Vinny and cranberry.
I might try the water. Try
like, no.
You gotta get cranberry apple.
That's the one I get, but he don't like the cranberry apple. I told you that shit.
You gotta get Oakland spray, not the Ellen Wood juice.
The Everfresh juice.
When I talk about how to open spray fire,
that boost shit,
that way like blueberry raspberry or like blueberry raspberry, blueberry lemonade type shit.
A lot airborne was smelling like ass was in the air all day. That place smelled horrible.
Airborne.
Yeah, look, you see the sky zone?
Oh, yeah.
Look what I mean. Make their kids wash their ass. It's just like the wave from the back in the day. Motherfuckers just pull up, drop their tiny kids up, drop them off. No parents.
What?
Oh, wave pool is lit, man. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
They had like the limelight vibe for little kids, though. The hood wraps around. Like, dude, look at the little future dick suckers sagging off.
Oh!
Jumping the motherfucking wall and shit, he was going crazy.
My dumb
ass said, kill that pussy.
He
was going crazy.
He
saw somebody
and
he wanted parts.
What the fuck?
The fuck was cussing over me? Shit, they ain't have to be grown.
Oh,
they were grown. Oh,
man.
So that bitch was strapped to my ass. How old is she? She 12. I said, damn, what the fuck was in their water? Because I needed some of their shit.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Them kids got to be fucking. She had ass and titties and hips for days. 12. The fuck?
Millennium babies.
Somebody fucking that little kid.
Terrible. Hope not. But it is.
It is what that shit
got. Yeah, it was low night. They turned the lights off. Them kids got freaky.
In the trampoline park.
I mean, just imagine. This shit probably was fun. Getting fucked up tripling.
Man. Wow.
Man, go.
He's my 6399-3783 is the number to call. No script.
At all. Turned down for what?
No script. I told y'all, no script. It's the Chris Carter Show.
So this is a commercial.
Oh, we here.
No commercial?
No commercial.
Never.
No.
Motherfucker, you better watch what they say.
Well, yeah, watch what you say. This is me. Yeah, I made it to where y'all can be free.
Well,
this is rated R show. This is actually, as a matter of fact, the visibility is titled Rated R. So they're looking for that energy.
Okay.
I want the authentic Lamar. I want the authentic light bright. I want the authentic Ben 10. Uncut, uncensored. It's the Chris Carter Show. We live, baby.
Ooh.
Never. Judgment free zone.
Fallen angel.
Yeah, let's tell you a
podcast. This is 7-Up dude was
trying to put 7 inches in me. Oh.
Bro, hell no.
Oh, my
mom. Not the 7-Up. He had his uniform on. His black BD hat with 7-Up, little uniform and shit. Oh, as fuck. My mom was like, you're the coldest nigga.
Man, what the fuck?
No more fucking, he was out of there. Just sign everything over to me. And a little old white lady came outside pissed because he was talking to me and shit. It's like, are you married? You know, old white man, they want to know if you married. They want to give you some stability and shit. That's what white people do. White people marry for stability.
Mm.
Black people marry for love. That's why our shit don't work. For real.
Well, like facts to me. Facts. Why do fools fall in love?
Right. It leads all the way back to that. Why?
No, for real, man. White households, they teach their daughters to marry men that's stable and shit. And black households are mamas, you know.
Look for you a shining armor knight.
Yeah, we get caught this one shit.
Dang, I shouldn't have deleted that episode because we kind of back on that shit. And we everybody know where we at. They were like, damn, oh, they talked about that the last time.
Yeah.
Talk about the Facebook inbox.
The Raspberry Stories.
Raspberry Stories is what we calling them. I'm about to get
us
Raspberry Letters. We got Raspberry Letters.
I got like four dicks in here. One day, everybody had the same color jogging pants on. I'm sitting up showing my sister the fucking, I'm like, hey, whose finger is this? I can't tell the stuff. Then when niggas send me their dick pictures and shit, when holidays come, I send them to all the girls I know. Merry Christmas. Happy Easter.
Wow.
You got a motherfucking postcard.
That's what I'm saying. It's a thought that counts, right?
No, I didn't want to see what your dick.
Oh.
Chris was already depressed. Bitch, this ain't about the brightest day, yeah. He ain't earned the right to wear jogging pants. He needs some leggings.
Ew.
Look, duct tape, get rid of that motherfucker tape to his booty cheeks. Damn. One of them to jump off.
563-999-3783 is another call. That's our commercial break right there. We back. That's it, right? That's it. That's our commercial break. 563-999-3783. That's our commercial break. We back. It's the Chris Carter Show. Uncensored.
We need some break.
No.
What happened to the music and shit that was supposed to be? Yeah,
music coming in the background. He's telling us to break. Da-da-da-da-da.
Nah, it's.
I'm loving it.
You are.
You gotta get rid of that. They're going ba 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 ba. Sue your ass for you, bitch.
Right up. Boo 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 ba ba boo.
You know, start making some money. You owe that shit to McDonald's before you even get it in your hand.
Eh?
I got a comment.
silent all the time.
There's a lot of shit to talk about.
What?
I don't talk about bitches.
Bro,
a million.
All right.
Narrow down topic, but then the broad topic is bitches. Begging bitches.
Hit a begging ass bitch.
A gold digger.
Hit a begging ass bitch.
I'm a begging ass bitch. I ain't even going to like playing all the way out. Every time I see a nigga, my head gets itchy.
Why do you say that, B?
You know how you get. Get the biggest one looking at this nigga. This guy going crazy. All types of bitches.
Nah, bro, you already know what happened to me, bro. I'm not taking it out on all of them.
So you got hurt. You a little fucked up and damaged. So you just going to bash all bitches?
No, I ain't even bashing them all. This is great. What's up there?
I bring everything to the table. What they bring.
You feel like you is
bitch,
the same.
Ain't shit. He's going hard, bro. He's kind of straight.
Why
are
you going over?
It could be a TV show, it could be Jerry Springer. Maury or some shit. The bitch might have did something wrong.
Tell me, bro, you can't trust these bitches, bro.
Bitches,
bro.
Bitches,
bro. They got trust them.
Trust them as far as you can draw.
Shit, I feel you on it.
Because at the end of the day, bro, they can get it. If I real deal, like I gave a bitch a house, brand new car, and bro, it was me. I was married, bro. What are you talking about? I was married.
Take time to get that stuff together so we don't throw you baggage. Why don't y'all do that?
You gotta try.
That okay, Gene? Because I was thinking the same thing, bro. I swear I was. That was my answer all day. I ain't even gonna lie.
That was saying niggas real shit for shit.
I always do that shit.
I'm so
I forever do that shit.
That's why y'all don't need me doing this while I'm hosting, because I always...
Every time this nigga gets drunk, he sees everybody back to
this.
You can be on a bike or a bent, but you a bum to my kids.
Yeah.
But look, well, it's like
the great words of Bunny and Mac.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck them kids. Fuck whoever made them and whoever want to deal with them. So I was just playing.
I feel you. It's Friday. Anyway, he real deal me, man. Every Friday, fuck everybody. He got new life.
Fuck them. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck either. It's my time. It's a prime time. Call me D.I. motherfucking.
Why you trying to put your cape
right
on, though?
I ain't trying to put on no cape.
Well, why
right now?
Put on your cape?
Oh.
Because it comes terrible.
You literally acting like you don't know my, like, what happened.
Oh, man, but what cape you put on? You was a Superman or was you Batman?
This nigga over here said he flat.
Yeah. He flat. You know, bitch,
it's your voice.
You Batman?
It's the thief of the night.
So you really want winning, though.
Losing.
Because Batman ain't had no superpowers. he was smarter than a motherfucker, though. He had that bird.
That nigga made all that shit.
Well, Gotham.
He made all this shit.
So your Gotham was the cause. When you met me,
pretty much, bro.
You had gas, you had money to go buy
all of it.
So you regret it?
Never. Learn this game.
It's
always about the bounce back.
Right.
Make people regret it.
People know
what they
fuck at the time.
The last time I regretted something, I lost my virginity. Once that shit ate me alive, I said, I'll never do nothing I regret. Oh, huh, I got you. Come on. You can barely hold this nigga. Y'all know what time it is.
Oscar's here?
I ain't never met Oscar. What type of bullshit he be on? Is he Puerto Rican?
He might be Puerto Rican,
Jesus. Oh, definitely a nigga.
It's the Chris Carter Show. The pre-show. Podcast in the land. Good vibes. Great time. It's a new season. Finna be. March 23rd. We're going full force.
Spring pop out, new shit come.
Man.
New leaves, new everything. New batch of bitches.
Man.
New hoes.
They ain't never new.
Well, yeah, look at you put up. They just there.
I got it, bitch.
Just because y'all ain't sleeping.
It don't mean they knew. But if, technically, if they knew you, they knew.
They've been out here.
I'm new to the whole game. I'm trying to find my foot in here.
Well,
barely found what?
That ain't got no miles on it.
It's impossible, highly impossible right now.
Everybody
ain't grand. Man, that's highly impossible, especially for our generation, bro. You got to at least have it.
Basically, you got to have it by Saginaw, Detroit, Flint, you know.
You know, Saginaw
Ranch. Mackinac City.
I have to call every time I meet somebody, and that's why
And then you go to Atlanta, and you might run into a motherfucker that supposed to be a gangster here, and now he a fat.
Wow.
Whole training. So whatever they call themselves, but he still would be hard.
He one of them alphabet people, huh?
ABC, yeah, because they must have taken the whole alphabet.
Man, I don't get my letters.
We on Roman numerals. We do not.
Y'all all out of character. I'm fucking say everybody's name.
Yeah, it is. Only one that's got his name is me.
He ain't had no stage name. He ain't even saying nothing.
We don't even know
his name.
All we know is D. That's it.
So if y'all feel like the bitches ran through, how y'all think we feel about these niggas?
I ain't ran through.
Nigga, standard ran through. It's not no nigga that ain't ran through.
I had.
Y'all had like 40 bodies before y'all hit 21.
So you one of them niggas pussy ain't got no face, they got a taste.
How do niggas get all on bodies? Oh, it just depends on how I like you clean. I don't know the nigga about to talk shit. I just know
mine. So you just don't have no discretion when you fucking the bitch. It's just pussy. Because how do y'all get that high ass body count?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't discriminate females.
My body count's not high.
I just like females.
I still can count mine on two hands.
He's saying it was some other niggas in there.
I literally can count all mine on two hands.
I got 30 of mine, about like 10 of them. Mm-hmm. I get it back. It's like 7
easily. And then my first child ain't coming until after marriage.
He went by the book.
I went by the book. And my first child, oh, y'all won. Beautiful baby girl. But that's it. Oh yeah, one. Most of the, I ran into a female who had 8 kids.
Yeah, I should have neutered
that. 8 kids. And then she's still out here looking for love. How?
Don't talk to me.
You got 8 kids. Exactly. You either got 4 baby daddies or 8 baby daddies.
Or 5 or 6.
It ain't no lower than 5.
I got 3, but all my kids 5 years apart. And I ain't gonna knock no bitch to have another baby, the whole bunch of baby daddies. Cause you know what's stupid? When the nigga don't take care of one kid and you have 4 by him, why the fuck is you steady letting the same nigga make kids and you know he ain't take care of the first one? Shit, you got 3 grandmas, you got 3 baby daddies. Hello, make the shit make sense. Somebody gonna push through.
It's bad.
It's ragged. But it ain't like bitches. I can't speak for all bitches. They ain't come out here like. When I came out the gate, I wanted to lose my virginity and not fuck with nobody else.
Right.
For the rest of my life, in my mind, I was naive as fuck. But the wrong me thinks.
Like Mr. God.
563-999-3783 is the number to call. It don't change. Mic check 1212.
I'll let me if you want to come through.
Hey! Mic check 1212. Holler at me if you want to come through.
White picket fence.
White picket fence. I wanted a dog in the backyard.
Ain't gonna lie. That shit do sound
good. But I had it, though. I had it. I had it.
What?
My fish was brown. My fence? My fence wasn't white. It definitely was a wood fence. It wasn't white. It was not white. But I had a backyard. It was a pretty nice little backyard. Yeah, it had some little patio in there.
If she was to ask you, I don't even know how y'all situation going, but she was coming in like, come home.
I'm taking my ass home, bro. You gotta understand, I was in beautiful Florida. Orlando. I'm going home, bro.
I was just talking on it, though.
We ain't even gotta talk about it. It was a year ago. When I made that call to you, my daughter, bro. I go home. I'll go home, bro.
I'm not to her. I'm going home, nigga. I'm going home to better my life to get my kid. I'm not going back to you.
That is marriage. Y'all took a under God.
Yeah, we did that, but
and you always bringing that up. You always bringing that up. That's your favorite thing to bring up, that it was done under God. So why wouldn't I go back at that? At the end of the day.
So you leave him out of church?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
3 weeks, but I've been gone for a minute. But you see, some things in the Bible is
But it's okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's all right to go back. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to try to, we can do some shit, but if you can't.
I don't know if you can eat right now. I ain't turning into cheap.
Fuck.
I know God ain't really like that, bro. You can't
tell me a black nigga like me, bro, with my hair, let a nigga slap him. No, bro, you can't tell me that. No.
But she did
that. Well, that's like me.
563-999-3783 is the Chris Carter Show. Mic check 1212. Mic check 1212.
No, Boop, in my day was like, this nigga touched me and he touched my nigga. Yeah, but he still touched me though. But it's all right though because
I had respect. It's all respect.
Man, I'm
pretty all that
stuff, man. But fuck that. Because I'm the same way, man.
I think y'all all emotionally damaged. I know I'm damaged.
Light Bright, if you knew what I really went through, you would definitely know that I'm damaged.
Yeah, it's gotta be the day I said, man. It's out too, for sure. I'm the same.
Y'all need to heal. And niggas don't like to heal because healing hurts. It hurts to heal.
Man, it takes too long. Like that nigga.
That's why y'all don't heal. Y'all go from one situation to the next. Cause y'all healing hurts. When you heal, you gotta face what hurts.
Keep it going, right? Keep it.
And I'll get hurt for probably some more days. I don't get hurt no more. I know this is where I need to be, but.
Everybody don't have no malicious intent towards you. And when niggas get hurt, y'all feel like one bitch hurts y'all, and y'all ain't no good to nobody else. That ain't fair.
I'm great.
Get up and clean
themselves
off, ready for the next nigga.
That's how I am.
You know, you might have some stuff, but I ain't that nigga.
I'm going to
dust myself off.
Try again. keep it pushing.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah. The end of the day, that's fact.
Is that it?
And it'll come.
Black men need to heal.
Man, black men don't need to heal because once we heal, man, not then we slow.
What? Ain't nothing wrong with a nigga having feelings. That's
no,
what
bro. At the end of the day, bro. At the end of the day. A nigga real deal. We got feelings.
A black man gonna show his feelings regardless of a woman that he cares about. She's gonna see that regardless.
It's up to her to actually, like, I don't know, bro.
That this is what it is, because it's not the black man, it's the black woman that's been hurt. So when a black man try to love her,
show
her something different
the correct way,
she can't tell you.
But, okay, I can dig it, right? So, if you know a motherfucker been hurt, and you understand the way they've been hurt, why y'all don't work around that type of shit or whatever? Because, you know, once you get hurt, don't y'all put a guard up? Because you don't want that shit to happen no more, right? So, your mind tell you to protect your motherfucking heart.
And it is.
So, women do it, too.
No.
Why women can't protect us? Why
we
can't protect us?
Y'all can.
Y'all can. Nah, man. Not if I was gay and I knew I've been hurt and I just let my guards down for you. You still got your guards up? What the fuck? What's
that? That ain't fair. That ain't fair.
The fuck is that? Hey, let me move around. Shit, nigga, it's a new tactic. I'm finna go somewhere else. And I can't penetrate this wall.
Up to
the boot to the
next door.
No, I'm talking.
Like last time, you said you like the concept of love.
That's why I shouldn't have deleted that episode, bro. That was actually a great episode.
Yeah, it was. I was like, damn, these niggas really fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? I love the concept. It's fucked up. I love the concept of it.
The concept of love. Yeah, why do fools?
You gotta love everybody.
You gotta love everybody.
Yeah, that's true. The fuck? What's the concept of love? It's how you hate the love that you're looking for. So I love the concept of it. Yeah, you can always say you love him. Say you too. Love you too.
Love or action. That's what our generation got fucked up. Love or action. Motherfuckers like the... The word love don't hold no weight down days.
So how do you put it into action?
You can't tell the motherfucker love you. They be there for you. Motherfucker, you call, they come. They comfort you. They go out. You know, when people, they show that they care.
So,
loyalty. And they go hand in hand with it.
So at the same time, wouldn't that go back to the fact that, you know, like the healing process, like shouldn't we be able to help each other heal?
Yeah. But you know what a lot of people do? Motherfuckers get hurt, and you get two hurt motherfuckers, and then they start leaning on each other, and that's called trauma bonding. We got something in common, and what we got in common is we both hurt in the same spot. And then one person heals, and the next motherfucker don't. Now the shit don't work.
So how do we heal? That's the real question. Where does it start?
Okay, so
where does it start?
Okay,
where does
you got an old truck, right? Your truck on your motor on your truck, though, right?
Yeah,
you done had this truck. Somebody passed it down to you. Your great granddaddy passed that car down to you, and you got all these memories in this truck. The motor go, everything fucked up on it. It's been totally wrecked, right? You go get another motherfucking truck, brand new, everything you want, and then you take a chain and connect the old truck and drag that bitch around. That's what not healing is like.
563-999-3783. That's our commercial break.
That's what not healing.
We are back. Y'all catch up. We good like that.
So you just going to pull an old truck around and you got a brand new truck and everything that you wanted in this truck. Why you still pulling it on your new truck?
Because I got baggage I don't want to get rid of yet.
But it's not beneficial. It's fucking a new truck up.
Not really.
It is.
It's new.
Eventually, it is going to wear that bitch down. If you keep on pulling that old-ass truck, it's going to wear that motherfucker down.
You're going to break the right way. You're going to break the right way. And it's going to clash together.
You're going to get a fix when Texas comes.
Oh,
That's the nigga that don't want to hear. He don't want to party.
Hey, I'm going to keep you right there with me. Jeff do his part and we didn't make it that far.
Welcome to Death Row.
No, you know what? That's what I had said and whatever. I said my next relationship was going to be like, welcome to Death Row, bitch.
Wow. So do we realize how deep Death Row was in, though? That's a different kind of
happiness. I'm going to say property, nigga. Get down or lay down.
Ain't property?
He said, you want to get a relationship or get down or lay down? He said. You don't want to get down?
Later, all right. Later. You got
to lay down. Next nigga ain't for the seat. You about to lay down.
Got to lay down.
I'm going to call him fucked up.
This nigga, bro.
Got to lay down. And then this is a judgment free zone.
How you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
We all around me?
So you want to go close to the niggas that want to be all in the videos.
Flash some money.
Come to Death Row.
Man, fuck y'all, man. Oh, yeah, I like talking this bullshit on the podcast and other shit, fuck.
This is going to be your therapy. Y'all don't even know it.
Yeah, shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
What it is.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Welcome to Dusty.
You know what? Y'all black men don't like being vulnerable, being seen as vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem.
Yeah, all of it is exact, because I could be vulnerable.
With the right person, I definitely could be vulnerable.
It's hard. Because you're putting yourself out there, But that's what
it is. Yeah. Niggas don't always feel that regardless of what. However you go through it. The female is too.
Real shit. Not always, though. A motherfucker's gonna come in your life and do some shit to make you, like, feel at ease. You know what I'm saying? It's possible. But if you steady holding on to shit to somebody, how you going to make somebody else pay for what another motherfucker did to you? That ain't fair.
I couldn't know.
Don't get me wrong. You're supposed to learn from all the bullshit you've been through. And if it looks like a duck, quack like a duck, it's a duck.
Yeah.
But.
I think it's chewing with his eyes.
You got to
hey, bro.
Take 90
don't want to
Look
at that shit. Hey, you know.
I feel like Ray Charles
right now. I'm
going to
get a camera so people can see us, bro, for real.
No.
That's
too much right now.
I just want to
right now.
Well, we got off our
feet. You talking about the
whole camera? I'm going
to get a camera. You ain't getting paid for it. I don't want to get a
that's what I'm like now. Give me a couple of co-hosts, like serious people.
I'm just gonna be a manager.
In the back,
right? I'm having a hurt. So
why are you trying to do me like Blueface did the one?
Oh, that's a terrible relationship, man. That's a terrible relationship.
That delivery was fucked up. You didn't even hear
that. That's not what we thought.
No, I said I'm being pimped out.
She's gonna make the whole podcast, you know.
I love the mindset, though. I love the mindset. See,
right there on your white.
Hey, we just gotta see how it's gonna stop. There you go.
That shows you already on your pipe.
Long as I just fit the shirt.
Yeah.
Or be like how Eve like dude was doing them. Come on, just get a little cup, you know? But Eve was the one I was fucking with, so you don't win. Because I don't put you in a position to win all this podcast.
No, I don't like, I saw that movie. I don't like that narrative.
You watch
the movie? He most definitely was
He was
a suck ass nigga for the shit that he did, and he still got fucked.
No,
so what, you wanted the one to get you to get fucked the hardest? He still got fucked.
No, he didn't.
He was the white man's bitch.
Yeah, he lost some.
The only person really bit him was the white man.
Everything.
Don't get everybody
Love. He still got Brett. Not Drake Love.
This nigga trying to sign me up on a 360 deal type shit.
Yeah, well, we getting perfect. But she's gonna be the winner at the end, but I'm gonna still come out big and I'm gonna leave.
The number hasn't changed. It's the Chris Carter Show. 563-999-3784. It's the number to call where my guest stops. Y'all a show. I told y'all that the last time. I just run the board. And we are here for a good time. It's the Chris Carter Show.
Good time.
I'm going to get y'all names right eventually. I only know y'all, like, the fakeness is not is something that I got. Like, Light Bright, her stick.
Because you don't know my real name. So that's what I ain't going to put my thing.
Yeah.
I don't know her real name. So right now,
I'm Dallas, man.
Dallas, you got Dallas, Leroy, Lamar.
Leroy. I ain't never said Leroy, bro. You gave me that name.
I'm the host. I get messed up because it's my show.
This nigga D told you call me Leroy.
I told him Lamar.
He said Lamar.
He called me throwing different niggas.
I'm going to get it right. But every time I didn't get it, I've been off of it.
Practice make perfect. Fuck it.
I'm going to get it. You know, we got people coming through, you know. That's the family. Lamar.
Coming through, man. We got the family right here.
Lamar, that's what I'm saying. But you got like 5-4 different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got.
You know,
he said Oscar type shit. All types of names over there.
Everybody bringing different
personalities. Bro, you never know who's going to walk through the door.
But I'm.
I don't want to be like, right, my name's David Ruffin.
And go.
Ain't nobody come to see you, folks.
Nobody can see you.
You know what you're saying, right?
I'll be there.
Y'all gonna
fire
me.
I said, oh, hell no, bro. This nigga right next to the
car. Great movie.
Man, fire me.
You want the fire? It's all fire.
Red. Not red. Red? Not red. I don't think it was red. Not big red, was it?
Yeah.
What do you think, Red?
Red was his car, yo.
No, he was a manager.
He was a crook.
Not the taller one, was it? 3793, the topic has changed.
All right, we're going to leave it alone.
How do we take that on you, white bird? I don't beat some bitches, I beat some niggas.
No, how do they come with you, white bird?
The details.
Welcome to the comments.
Chris Carr Show.
This is hard. Tell me where you been.
Talk about niggas that
be
snitching, then come back in the hood.
Man, I hate that shit.
Step back in the hood.
You know why? You know why I hate that shit? Because then everybody be crazy
when
they're like,
they
can get it.
Let me see if I can chop that shit up.
Yeah, I can go snitch too.
I'm about to chop it
up. Yeah, everybody can snitch too.
Easy to get crazy.
Yeah, we got, hey, shit. We got some niggas in my neighborhood. They call Mickey Mouse.
A lot of niggas from a lot of ways is Mickey Mouse.
Like, I don't know, man.
To the south side, to move to.
Yeah.
If you
want to
be honest. That's
what
it
did. Well, I'll see that good girl.
Hello,
Zombie. 563-999-3783. It's the Chris Carter Show. No script. We're just having a good time. It's the pre-show. What's the date been, 10? That I have to make sure the names are right, like, right. See, I'm mixed crazy.
That's my name, you know, motherfucker.
Now, Ben 10.
Now we got to look at his name. Carter.
Don't do me like that.
Shit, the only person you know is Lightburn. You know?
I know Lamar.
No, you don't.
I know Lamar. I know Lamar personally. Ben 10.
Yeah, you right.
That's a throwback name. 563-999-3783 is the number to call. It's the Chris Carter Show. We're excited and we're ready.
You said what?
For the new season.
See, I was going to say, man.
It's a
podcast. I was actually to call in.
The greatest podcast
in with it. Yeah. Man, whatever you want to talk about.
Man, you are the show. You are
that's how it still is.
563-999-3783. All right, you can't mess that up. The real show is here. I'm excited because we got our first caller, 563-999-3783, and I messed with my number. That's a cold number.
563-999-3783.
That's a bad number. Make sure y'all go back and look at our old episodes. I got episodes for days. I got episodes that go 10 years back. 3783. 37. All right. 563.
999.
3783. Very simple. It's the Chris Carter Show. No script.
No, that other nine.
Y'all are the show. We are the show.
Y'all see, because he goofy once, but like, right. No filter.
That's that shit. Hey, I help.
Then we got near.
And then we got Creepy D.
Creepy D. He ain't come up with a name, so you just presented him with a great name.
Strictly D.
Strictly D. Strictly D.
Strictly D.
So
563-999-3783 is the
trip. That's what we doing. So we ain't all grown at this table.
No, I'm not playing Strictly D.
No. What I mean is, this nigga done said five different names all day.
Oh, got you. We are grown at this table. We all know the immature
mother. You done said
Right,
it's probably been about
that.
Yeah, please call
them out
that I gave you.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He mean no phone shit up for D.
Man,
but we took it all the wrong way.
Hey, look, you know what? Let me rephrase it. It's just D. That's
boom.
D. Ain't no creepy D. Ain't none of that bullshit that nigga. G-E. Hold on.
G-E.
No, I was electric. I was about to get on you. I ain't gonna finish it though.
No, you can't get on me, man.
I'm about to get on you.
What the fuck?
Commercial break coming through right now.
No, I ain't gonna try. I'm gonna let niggas win.
No, you just trying to.
I was talking to my friend on the phone. Like, you got blocking for a couple of months. Shit, I've been talking to this nigga on the phone like 5 years. You know, the motherfucker's doing the whole life sentence talking about when he get out, we going to be together, okay? And we going to live lovely and shit. Of course, bitch, we going to be up there with God.
You see, get to know it.
No, I was talking to this motherfucker today, and every time I started talking to him, shit gets to going wrong in my life. And shit been going crazy to this whole ass nigga. I said something about God. He said he don't believe in God. He said, I can,
Who you
with? I found this on the
web. I don't know. I hung up on him. I did him just like I do Jehovah's Witness when they come with them awake
families.
I don't fuck with that shit, bitch. Get that demonic shit away from me. I'm not about to talk to nobody. You talking about you don't believe in God, bitch. Okay, I do. And ain't about to miss no blessing because of you.
Yeah, man. I don't mess with people who don't believe in God.
It ain't that strictly believe, but the shit he was on.
Yeah, bitch,
you was on some demonic shit.
That.
I ain't got no kind of room for that.
Hey, I don't.
My face is dead, man. I believe in you, and I walk.
Man, I had this. I used to be cool with my ex-homegirl. My sister real in the church and shit or whatever, so my homegirl, wild and vulgar and shit, well, she worse than I am when she talks. This bitch asking my sister, hey, my sister go to church every motherfucking day and volunteers, like, eat, sleep, and shit, church. She asked this motherfucker, hey, do you think God dick big?
Wow.
Yo, listen, this is a good life.
563-999-3783 is stop a commercial station.
God gave everybody down on here dick, so why would his be the dick?
563-999-3783
is the number
to call. I ain't never thought about that.
If God was down here, this is the closest to the one.
If God was not well, driving land straight to
Sagittarius. Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
We are the closest.
What they say?
He's a Sagittarius. 563. No, if she said the strongest, the hardest, the longest, we are Sagittarius, and we are in the middle.
This nigga bro crazy.
We all your side, so we don't want to be a freaking kid. You don't know?
This my fiance.
Hold up, so you're saying your dick fire, you know, it gotta be.
You bitch. 563-999-3783 We got our first request.
Oh, we got somebody. Oh, I thought it was somebody called me because I wanted to know it. Tell me if my zodiac sign ain't the best sign.
What's the best zodiac sign?
Sagittarius.
I'm a Sag, so I can't.
Libra.
I ain't never dealt with a Libra.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Number two running in.
But Sagittarius, everybody's sign.
I don't know.
We can balance it too.
I don't know. I really don't even know. I just know my sign.
Calm, cool, collect. Triple C.
Calm, cool, collect.
Okay.
That sounds like a great episode.
I'll say top five, sure.
October Libras. Some September Libras. Some different shit. It make a difference.
I'm a July Cancer.
Do you know the worst signs, though, I feel?
Line as we go. Mm-hmm.
Number one. Okay, so we on the same page here at the Chris Carter. 563-999-3783
Leo's Gemini.
It's Gemini.
Yeah.
Literally
yeah.
Top out the list. I ain't never been one.
You have faith. For a motherfucker to be a Scorpio, their mama got pregnant around Valentine's Day and it birthed a freaky ass bitch.
Yep.
Or nigga. It makes sense.
Like I said, Sagittarius is the winner. Fuck them all.
Lion-ass Leo, the two-faced-ass Gemini. Perfect.
I mean, I can't. I've been with my exes, my ex-wife is a
You can't get mad at them. We are you.
I think I fuck with three Leos, and they all of the biggest motherfucking liars.
No,
dropping no motherfucking ring.
Scammer.
Motherfucking windy out here in Chicago. They talking about I can't breathe, I ain't got no air.
Scam artists, that's what they are.
I just said go on Saturday.
Yeah, because mine is December
15th. All our
Sagittarius. My birthday is December 15th. So I'm, excuse me? Never.
No, but you, so far, like, December-wise, you the coolest one I met.
Man, what, bro? Seven-letter alphabet.
I met some.
The last of Sagittarius is the 17th. And that's my name.
I'm on the 15th.
So I don't know.
My birthday,
exactly.
December the 15th.
You don't know who I met.
Uh-huh.
I'm like the
Mr. Fubai.
Commercial break, 563-999-2783.
Call in, let's talk about something juicy. Because these niggas are a little bit idle. I'm about to pop it off with an explicit shit.
Man, no.
I'm ready for
it. Hey, listen. I was talking to a bitch, right? My cousin, as a matter of fact, she's from the D. They turn all types of tricks and shit. So she wanted to know, she asked the bitches, like, how do bitches? Have any one of y'all ever got y'all dick sucked from the back?
I've heard about that.
Definitely
like,
heard about it. I've never
heard
about
you
it.
You never heard?
I've heard of it.
Oh, you're
just like I ain't never experienced like a girl making me nut off her head. I've never experienced that.
I don't even think I ain't nobody can suck no dick from the back off of me.
Why would you want a bitch to suck your dick from the back? And who that freaky so that nigga ass on your face or some shit?
That part, like, I'm just like...
Yeah, that's a little bit too freaky.
You don't mean, like, you
that nigga's too gay.
That nigga's too gay.
like that group.
So, you got your dick on the back and you have to pull your ass up?
That's too gay.
Well, did you have to be in a thing with, like, when you get a bitch from the back, did you have to do this?
You heard the bitch. I ain't even gonna call it from the back. It was like from the side. The bitch came up in the front.
Commercial break, guys. We are back. It's the Chris Carter Show. He actually eating up his time, believe it or not, y'all.
What's the nastiest shit y'all ever did? No, what's the most public place y'all ever fucked at?
Bust.
You busted this down in
the Damn it, Buster's?
You said where's the point in the line?
Ooh,
in the line.
In the line. In the line. Wow.
Gangster right
here.
I'm
light bright.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on you. It's on you.
Okay,
yeah. See, like,
I just fucked everywhere except the public bathroom.
At least just do it in the car, in the parking lot. This nigga in the line.
I don't even see how he got away with that, though. It's Cedar Point. Like, the line has to be long.
You can know if motherfuckers
bro, what? Bro, ain't no way you can't do that shit.
Just a little quickie.
Bro, ain't no way, bro.
You can't go around riding the hell out of a bitch. I'm thinking that these little kids gonna be playing in my pussy.
Check Chris Carter. Check at Great Wolf Lodge.
You feel me? That gray will fly.
No, of course not, nigga.
Hey, great wolf flies. with the bucket that flat, and they got this bucket that fall down, just straight water under that shit.
So you just in there fucking that
man, man, what the? Put in a
fish. I gotta get it in
the line, dog. That's hard. That's hard to go for me.
How the road was sagging on all the way down to the point.
And the point was, you could get the pussy right then and there.
That was the whole objective of the.
That was the whole point. Then he
made
the point.
You put that motherfucker skirt on. I'm in there.
Easy access.
Them sundresses? Them sundresses, bro? Them sundresses get easy access all day. Don't come around me with no sundresses. So, and it's sundress season getting ready to
come. Have a baby around me, baby. Be a baby day. Nah, we ain't. We ain't gonna be the baby there.
563-999-2783.
My last baby daddy told me right before I got pregnant, he said, have a baby on me, baby, be on welfare. That nigga spoke that shit into existence.
Wow.
I done seen a couple, and it was like,
You would swear that was a bitch if you didn't know the details, bro.
Bro, I swear.
That shit gets scary.
It was one girl on, like, the award ceremony. She a transgender, bro. I thought she was a female all day. Like, I had show. Like, bro, like, that joke crazy. I thought she was a female. I had to throw up in my mouth. I felt disgusted. I had to repent.
Oh,
this shit's not cool. Y'all out here fooling people, bro. And that junk not cool, man. That junk not cool, especially, huh?
Where?
No, it was just, like, I was watching, I think it was, like, the Academy Awards or something. One of the little niggas presented shit. The whole nigga looking like a female, bro.
Dang,
at the look, I just...
You got a cold feet. Next thing you know. My name's Damon.
No.
look, hey, one of us down tonight.
I'm gonna try to kill you. You gonna try to kill me?
I'm gonna try to kill you.
I'm gonna die tonight.
Hey, the voice went like that is what gets you. The voice went like that. You talking like a bitch? Do that shit again, quick. Do that shit again.
My name's Damon.
I'm glad I'm not involved in any of those stories.
Me too.
Cause I
y'all better go back to the
up.
First machine. That's why y'all want to play with a bitch pussy.
563-999.
Don't play with it.
Everybody
having unprotected sex, you know, whether you gay or straight, whatever. Everybody fucking everybody.
But it gotta
start from a nigga. Spreading that shit around.
But it gotta start from a nigga, though.
Well, nothing.
They said AIDS came from Vietnam, and they was over there fucking the monkey for real. That's what they said.
Who the fuck is this fucking monkey? Who is this get horny off the monkey?
Shit. Who be on horn those fucking monkeys and animals and horses? White people.
Yeah,
so you just a horny bitch. You want a horse, bitch?
Like, bitch,
you real deal gonna let a horse fuck you.
I couldn't watch that, bro.
That shit disgusting.
I didn't watch no shit. I know about it.
Everybody's
out
there.
Yeah,
it's definitely out there.
Once I see it going down, that shit was gone. I'm not gonna get off. Not me.
Just imagine a nigga just beating his dick as a bitch fucking a horse. All you motherfuckers sick.
Man, the whole clip.
Yeah, I don't know how you can
your
find
mama, out. She nasty because he birthed you and your daddy carried you. So he's nastier. What the fuck? When you come out talking about jacking to some animals, you nasty bitch.
It's better they should jack off the animals than child porn. I'm all for the animal fucker.
Yeah,
I ain't
if you feel like that.
Yeah, it ain't that bad, huh?
I give you that.
I think they
both just
made it work.
They probably do that shit, too. They probably like,
shit,
you
going to jail
for
that. That's cruelty to
animals. That weird shit, like, once you doing that shit. Once you doing that shit, ain't nothing that you can put past.
I don't even want to take no more.
Hey, how can a man be raped? Can a man be raped by a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Hell no.
Hold on, what you mean?
How can a...
Nope. Hey, let's look at this, so, bro.
No.
Let me give you this situation.
If a bitch comes stick a punch up your ass, that ain't rape, nigga.
No, we're talking about through the dick. We ain't talking about no ass.
Hell
no.
See, I ain't looking.
I feel like feel like I see where you're going with it.
No.
Because she feel like it can't happen. But I feel like if it's a big bitch and it's a smaller nigga, and he can't over, you know, I mean...
I'm back.
Here, it's just over the book.
That nigga.
He said,
"I ain't drunk. That nigga too."
All right,
he's drinking. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's one more shot. Take this bitch if you ain't. If you ain't drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no drunk here. I'm gonna see if you got.
Two. I ain't nothing nasty.
I'm
done
with
Just
watch it.
Well, off the float blanket.
Great show, ladies and gentlemen.
03. Don't
hear a commercial. 23. 23. 5959. The number he is referring to is 563. 999-2783. It's the Chris Carter Show.
Okay. Y'all have to fuck with a bitch, right? Y'all go over her house and her sheets think y'all fucking.
I've never experienced that, so I don't know how I will feel about that.
COVID done died down a little bit.
You can't smell shit. You didn't stay in the house.
I've never experienced that. I've never ran up on a female whose sheet stank. At that point, I feel like...
Like, y'all ain't never went over no bitch house and you looking at bitch and be like, no, I ain't fucking here. Like, you be so nasty.
You
don't even
wash your ass this morning.
I've never really ran into that. I've never really ran into that. No, I've
ain't
never...
No go. I ain't gonna lie. I already put one like that. I
haven't, bro. I swear I've
she
never...
She probably was a cold bitch, wasn't she? Come to her house, everything goes fucked up.
She had kids? Oh yeah, she definitely needs to be left alone. If you ain't got no kids, you nasty.
Instagram, all the baddest, you know what I'm saying?
And everybody's on the floor, nasty thongs, balled up in the corner, shit
that's
like
that. Nasty.
Anyway.
Oh wow, and you smashed it.
No, you know, I'm good.
Oh,
well,
thanks.
No, I ain't gonna lie, I was asleep. Hey, smash.
Cut her crib.
You had to clean you off
of
my nigga.
I feel like if you could blame it on your kids, like this.
Mom,
like,
you got a designated place. Chris Buckley.
That's true at all. Disregard that comment. That was a terrible comment.
This kid, that's his stuff, we done. But at your age, you got to be some discretion.
Nah, bro. If you're the house master, bro. I mean, like, your house can't be bad. Like, if you got kids, it's, like, it's just different.
No,
but if you don't have no kids in your shit, man.
Most niggas come in your house and go to the bathroom and act like they got to pee because they want to look at the toilet and shit.
Yeah,
it's the bottom of
the toilet.
In my mind, that's what I think.
I might got a shit.
And I done heard a whole bunch of niggas dog bitches or whatever.
Man, these hoes may be charging.
But guess who nastier, though? If a nigga lay there and fuck her, the nigga the nasty one.
That's facts all day. You can't hold that too.
Yeah, because you saw this shit, you can walk away and you still fuck it, so you become one with whoever you fuck.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't had no ride home, so I just stayed.
When I be out doing me and shit, like when they want me to come to his house, I won't fuck on at no nigga house because in my mind it's they dead cemetery. All them kids. Because niggas don't wash their sheets. In my mind, niggas fuck one bitch after another on the same sheets, never wash them. Just nasty. That's what I think of niggas.
Hey.
That's what I'm asking you. But that's how I think niggas carry themselves. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Niggas feel like shit. His ass is clean or whatever. He don't give a fuck about the next bitch, you know. And then niggas petty like this, they have a fuck spot.
Yeah.
You think I sleep on this side of the bed, they fucking you on this side of the bed. So you know, that side of the bed ain't get washed.
That's low key facts, man. That's
niggas do whole shit like that.
You know that side of the bed. I'm gonna let him inside in the morning.
Not the wet spot.
That's the worst shit when you're in a relationship and you
gotta
land a wet spot when y'all get down fucking.
Not the wet spot.
No, if you're in a relationship,
you gonna land it together. Not sure if you heard what he said, but we laying in it together.
No, that's shit.
The wet spot.
Don't never dry.
It don't never dry if you laying on it. It ain't never dry. We wet all night. This shit wet all night.
Come on,
Mama,
give me water.
Hey. I was just about to say this nigga over here. You know about
nigga. 563-999-3783.
Y'all not getting ready to do me like I was the wet spot. That ain't the wet spot, nigga. Ain't never the wet spot.
Now y'all fooling her ass cheek in the wet spot and your wet, sticky dick on her butt.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in the wet spot, bro. Don't do me like
that,
bro.
That's what you said. You know, all these people, I don't know.
I mean, hey. You know what it is. Well, come on now. It's the wet spot in the bed. You ain't got to lay in it to know what it's like.
Right.
You know, it's the wet spot. That's why you ain't laying in it.
Right.
Come on now. That's experience.
I just don't want nothing wet on
you. Exactly. That's why you not laying in it.
You got to get the details.
Hey.
Hey, what?
It don't. You should know that off experience. You should know that by waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, not wet, but you see it. You feel me? You feel me? It's right there, you know? Like, you know you wake up. You wake up. You wake up. You see that bitch still right there.
Yeah.
I ain't never laid in it, but even if I did, you know, it's my female.
Well, listen.
That's her. You know, that's love, almost.
But listen,
the land.
Why can't you lay in the wet spot if y'all caused it? And when y'all in it, y'all want to wet, but y'all don't want to lay in it
after.
Ain't nothing like a dry surface.
I was going to sleep on a dry surface.
Ain't nothing like a dry surface. Ain't nothing like sleeping in the dry spot. That's why everybody wants the dry spot.
Mm-hmm.
But the wet spot make you the champ. Fall off the bed. It can't touch you at 12 o'clock in the night and you on the middle of the floor. You even feel it gradually rub against your little thigh. You be like, oh shit, no, I'm going. I'm sleeping on the couch.
Or you gotta have a fuck blanket. Right. You know the sheets you just put on your bed just to fucking they come right off when you're done.
Right. And definitely have been.
You can tell with age. You learn it as you get older.
We almost done, y'all. We done made it to our last 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was a long ass
10
minutes.
Oh, I thought that was 20 right there. I thought you said it would be 10 minutes left.
I said 30 minutes. There's 20 minutes left.
Yeah.
What's 10 minutes going by? It's a pretty long show, guys.
I just felt like we 10 minutes.
But at the end of the day, hey, we made it through.
Okay,
cool. Nobody got questions, I do. Next question, 563-999-3783. It's not the real show.
Why do y'all like ass?
I'm more of a twitty. I'm more of a titty guy, so I'm not sure.
Hold on,
anal.
Anal sex.
I personally, you tripping? If I'm a bitch in the ass, bro, I definitely smash a bitch.
You're tripping. Who the fuck is gonna fuck a bitch in the ass? You got a whole pussy right there. Bullshit.
I'm doing all three holes.
No shit.
All three hoes. Before the end of the night, all three hoes going down.
That's you, my buddy. That's you.
All three hoes. Like you said, he's young.
I'm young.
You tell me. Before, bro. Bro, love that, bro. Don't even want you to go in the pussy. They want you to go in the ass.
Okay,
thing.
You're
going to
find a nigga that's going to do that.
Bro,
this is a pussy or nothing.
What, man?
I'm not fucking in the ass. If I got a man.
I don't know
what
he said.
I'm gonna fuck your bitch in the ass, period. Bitch, you want me to fuck your bitch? I'm finna get some head off you, bitch, and I'm finna go.
I'm doing all three hoes. I ain't even gonna hold you to it. All three.
That shit is weird to me. That's just
all
my,
three.
You stuck on it. You stuck on the fat man. You fucking make you gay.
Right.
That's what he stuck on.
Yeah,
he young. He young, bro. Come on, he running to the right.
Point of view of value, bro.
Yes, brother.
It is, but at the end of the day, I'm old. I've definitely been dead, bro. It's the same thing, bro.
I feel like ain't no nigga fucking me in the ass because look. The ass shit is horrible. I don't know. Bitches that like it rocking on some, they some strong bitches.
They got to be.
Getting fucked in the ass is like hitting your heel on that motherfucking end of the bed.
That bitch better go get a butt plug.
The shit horrible. So don't ask to do shit to my ass unless you want it done to yours.
So
we're going to feel the same thing.
Okay, so when I run into a female like that, at that point, you're definitely not getting, because you're not putting anything in my ass.
Wait, what?
So he can know that I'm not on that energy.
Right.
Repeat what you
said. A nigga ain't putting shit in my ass unless he wants something in his ass.
And at that point, ain't shit going in my ass, bro. That's where it comes from.
But it ain't what I'm the shit painful, so why the fuck, why would you want to do this to somebody? If you don't know what it feel like, you shouldn't ask for it. If you don't want it done to you, don't do it to me.
Not even a little finger play, not even a little thumb in the butt.
You ain't say
that.
I said the dick. That's
I'm saying.
I'm saying.
Like, yeah, I'll put my thumbs to dick for
a I said, when we was like 15, you was
she
like,
said,
I've been doing that since I was 12.
She said, he's growing up.
I've been funny for a long time. I'm not put my dick in no ass.
You don't get
no literally ass.
You don't get this.
No, I'm not.
You gonna probably be like 25 or some shit, bitch. Y'all gonna be fucking. You gonna be relaxed and shit. You gotta be in a relationship with something real close to a bitch.
Gotta be
comfortable.
You gotta feel my experience too. I don't wanna do that. I feel vulnerable.
And you gonna make that bitch feel good, and she gonna bend over and stick it in her ass.
Hey,
bitch.
Baby, this is time you get
and go crazy.
You can get that gratification to go cheap. The pussy ain't good enough for you, baby. Hey, you better go find the corn star or something. I am not him. I am not that one.
I mean, different strokes to different folks.
That's all it is.
What it comes down to. It's a different stroke.
Your bitches that hit me on that type of time, like.
Different strokes.
I've been in them situations. No.
But some bitches really do like that, though. It's just something,
yeah,
it's just something about it. You know what I'm saying?
It's all nerves in the asshole.
It's
made
the butt plug.
They make them.
One more time,
we coming down to the last 10 minutes. I don't know what this show sound like, because y'all always try to get me on here. First of all, before my season premiere. This is 2 episodes before the
season.
That nigga's gone. It's the end of the episode.
Yeah, like 2 more hours. Well, he like 45 minutes before he starts talking again. Thank you.
It's been a great show. I enjoyed this. I really enjoyed this. This one not getting deleted, so whatever is done on this, I should not have deleted the first one because I don't delete episodes. And you didn't even hear it, like, bro, you didn't even hear it. That jump was funny as I don't know what, from the beginning to the end. And we had listeners. Like,
oh, the black.
March the 23rd. I was going to do it in May. But somehow it made it all the way up to March.
What
the Chris Carter Show. We are in March.
Oh, it's March.
Bro, we are literally less than 9 days away from the season premiere of the Chris Carter Show. Nine days. Thank you, sir. That's why you're here, Ben 10. And we're keeping the same energy all season. Hopefully we can get my boy D to say more.
Yeah, I've been talking.
Yeah, he's been talking.
I've been talking. The CFO, I'm saying, he's going to hop on my ass. Nigga, let me be me. Nigga, I chime in when I chime in, motherfucker.
Yeah. Never.
Because when I do, like I already told you this, nigga, my boy's going to make the show. They're going to be like, damn, ooh.
But it will forever.
My voice makes the show, man.
And always be the Chris Carter Show.
Oh, what's that shit?
They've been asking where I've been. March 23rd, I ain't worried about this guy. The Chris Carter Show has returned. It's the outro. And I'm going to let Wayne take us out. It's the Chris Carter Show. 0-3-2-3-2-3. Catch everybody. Rehearse. But no script. You see how I do, Ben 10? Rehearse, but no script. I'm out here. They not ready. It's the Chris Carter Show. 2023. We toasting. We out. Catch us next time for the season premiere.
Don't forget we the baby. time. Oh, let me go on the green record. Journal reporter, triple C, is Donald Steve, Jimmy, and him on the time. Oh, let me call the